In honor of National Poetry Month, my NMSU class in poetry is presenting Different Poets Regional to New Mexico. My name is Emily Rosa, and I will be presenting the poem What Danger We Court by Lucy Tapajanso. What danger we court. Sister, sister, what danger we court without even knowing it. It's as simple as meeting a handsome man for lunch at midnight. Last Friday night, the only stop sign for miles around, your pickup was hit from behind. That noise of shattering glass behind your head, whirl of lights and metal as two cars hit your pickup, that silent frenzy by tons of metal spinning you, echoes the desert left voiceless. Sister, sister, what promises they must be for you when you walk the edges of cliffs, sheer drops like 400 feet, vacuums of nothing we know here. You turn and step out of the crushed car dazed and walk to help small crying children from another car, and you come home, sister. Your breath intact, heart pounding, and the night is still the same. Your children cry and cry to see you, walking and speaking gently. Your voice gathers them in, what danger we court. It is the thin border of a miracle, sister, that you live. The desert surrounding your house is witness to the danger we court, and sister, we have so much faith. Lucy Tapajanso is a Navajo writer who grew up on a farm in Ship Rock, New Mexico. She was chosen to be the Navajo Nation's first Poet Laureate in 2013, and she's received many other awards throughout her writing career. She's taught at UNM and the University of Kansas, and she's currently teaching at the University of Arizona. English is her second language after her native Navajo, and she features her first language in her poems often. What I love about Tapajanso's poetry is how personal it seems to her, and her poems are written in a way that they become personal to the reader. When I read her work, I can connect with it even without any prior experience with the situation she writes about. The openness in her poems is one of the reasons why she's one of the best poets originally from New Mexico, and the poem I just read is a brilliant example of that.